This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjuna Dewa in India's capital New Delhi, where she is scheduled to meet her Indian counterpart and address different events. Rhino census conducted every 5 years, suspended this year due to a shortage of funds. And Russian President Vladimir Putin outlines conditions for a ceasefire in Ukraine, agreeing with the concept but raising concerns over the terms. Now the news in detail. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arjuna Dewa is in New Delhi, the capital of India, to meet her Indian counterpart and participate in various events. According to her secretariat, the Foreign Affairs Minister reached New Delhi yesterday afternoon, following her prayers and worships at Baba Baidyanath Dham in Jharkhand of India. During her visit, Minister Dr. Rana is scheduled to participate in the Raisina Dialogue program organized by the Observer Research Foundation in New Delhi from 17th to 19th of March in collaboration with the Ministry of External Affairs of India. Additionally, she will address separate sessions titled Status and Problems of Climate Change and What the South Wants on behalf of Nepal. She will also address the Digital Public Infrastructure Conclave. Moreover, Minister Dr. Rana is also scheduled to hold bilateral meetings with her Indian counterpart Dr. S. Jaishankar and counterparts from other countries. Prime ministers, foreign affairs ministers, leaders and policy makers from various countries across the world will participate in the Raisina Dialogue. The price of gold has set a new record in the domestic market. It increased by 4,000 rupees per tola today and reached 174,500 rupees per tola, according to the Federation of Nepal Gold and Silver. The price of gold has increased due to the increase in value of US dollar as well as the international political scenario. Gold is being traded at $2,982 per ounce in the international market today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has expressed grief over the demise of writer Lil Bahadur Chhetri and extended homage to his departed soul and condolences to the bereaved family. The Prime Minister took to the social networking site Facebook to pay respect to the departed soul and expressed deep condolences to the bereaved family members, relatives and the literary fraternity. Lil Bahadur Chhetri touched the hearts of many college-going students with his novel Basai, which translates into Migration and other novels describing the stories of migration of entire villages of Nepal to Sikkim, Assam, Meghalaya and Bhutan during the Second World War. His novel Brahmaputra Ko Kinara, On the Banks of Brahmaputra, which won India's prestigious Sahitya Academy Award, tells the story of the struggle of Nepalese in Northeast India, the Prime Minister wrote while posting an image of writer Chhetri and the cover page of his literary piece Basai. Chhetri passed away last night at the age of 93 in Assam's Indian state, Guwahati. The 132 kilovolt electricity substation at Danakhet of Malika Rural Municipality 7, Ward number 7 in Meghdi District, is in the final stages of construction. The Nepal Electricity Authority is overseeing the development of the Danakhet Rauhghat transmission line and substations at both locations to connect power generated from ongoing and under construction projects along the Meghdi River and its tributaries to the national grid. The rhino census conducted every 5 years has been suspended this year due to shortage of funds. Director General of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation, Ramchandra Karnil, said that the census was being carried out with the help of donors, but it had to be suspended this year due to shortage of funds. The government has not made any budgetary provision to keep regular records of rhinos. Karnil said that the census would be conducted as far as possible by mobilizing all the human resources of the park. The cultural and religious festival of colors, Holi, is being celebrated in the districts of Tarai Madhes region today. It was celebrated in the hilly and mountainous areas of the country yesterday with much fanfare. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin has outlined conditions for a ceasefire in Ukraine, agreeing with the concept but raising concerns over the terms. According to the BBC, President Putin emphasized that the ceasefire should address the root causes of the conflict and questioned how it would be monitored and enforced. Likewise, President Putin mentioned that the situation in the Kursk region, where Russia claims control, and asked whether the ceasefire would allow Ukraine to rearm or mobilize. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called President Putin's response manipulative and urged more sanctions on Russia. Meanwhile, the U.S. imposed additional sanctions on Russian oil, gas, and banking sectors. Ukraine advocates a two-stage process for peace, while Russia insists on resolving all issues in one agreement. The divide between the two sides remains, but both are focusing on differing priorities for peace. Iran is facing growing pressure as its nuclear program nears the point of potentially producing a nuclear weapon. With the deal that limits Iran's nuclear activities set to expire later this year, talks are intensifying. According to the BBC, Iran has refused to negotiate with the United States despite U.S. sanctions and President Donald Trump's recent ultimatum. Meanwhile, China is hosting discussions with Iran and Russia to find a diplomatic resolution. Experts warn that without successful diplomacy, Iran could either develop nuclear weapons or provoke military action. While Iran insists its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes, the international community is increasingly concerned about the risk. U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened a 200% tariff on alcohol imports from the European Union in response to the EU's planned 50% on U.S. whiskey. According to the BBC, this follows President Trump's steel and aluminium tariffs, which sparked European Union retaliation. President Trump criticized the European Union's tariffs, calling them hostile and abusive. The European Commission is preparing to discuss the issues with the U.S. officials. If the U.S. follows through, the European Union's wine industry, which exports over 4.5 billion euros worth of wine to U.S. annually, could suffer significant losses, potentially costing thousands of jobs. Both sides are urged to resolve the dispute. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will largely remain fair, with partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region. According to the division, light snowfall is likely to occur at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region. Light rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at one or two places of the hilly region of the country. The division has urged all to be cautionary in view of partial impact of weather condition on daily life, health, road and aviation. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rajaram Adewa in India's capital New Delhi, where she is scheduled to meet her Indian counterpart and address different events. Rhino census conducted every 5 years suspended this year due to a shortage of funds. And Russian President Vladimir Putin outlines conditions for a ceasefire in Ukraine, agreeing with the concept but raising concerns over the terms. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepalonline.com. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.